At Temple Square in downtown Salt Lake City, the LDS Church has set up some temporary vending machines for visitors. But unlike a typical vending machine, everything purchased here is donated to someone in need. KUER's Lee Hale has more.
I'm in the lobby of the Joseph Smith Memorial Building here on Temple Square. In the corner are a couple of big red vending machines. I approach someone who's eyeing what's inside, wallet in hand.
Can you tell me your name really quick?
Jennifer McDonald.
Okay, so tell me what you're doing right now.
I'm looking at the kiosk, trying to decide what I would like to purchase to help someone out in need.
McDonald is visiting from Albuquerque, and when she saw the vending machines on social media, she knew she had to make a special trip. Through the glass, we're looking at things like baby pacifiers, socks, a first aid kit for 10 bucks, and small cardboard signs that say chickens and goat.
What's looking good?
I don't know. I'm kind of liking the goat, but I don't know. You know, I still have kids at home, so I don't know, $75 for a goat. I'm kind of liking the two chickens for $25.
I don't want to pressure you, but I am interested in what you end up picking.
I know, I can't decide. It's kind of hard.
The goats and chickens will be delivered to families around the world through a partnership with CARE, an emergency relief nonprofit.
There we go. I just bought two chickens.
Two chickens just dropped to the bottom. Well, not quite, but awesome.
The small cardboard sign falls to the bottom to be picked up later by a volunteer.
So the chickens here have been a very popular item, as well as the goats.
Stephen King works with the church's missionary department and helps oversee these machines.
So just as of this morning, I had them pull the numbers, and we've sold over 1,100 goats. So you can just imagine what a wonderful thing that is.
King says over 13,000 people have made purchases so far. These vending machines are part of the LDS Church's Light the World campaign, which encourages daily acts of service leading up to Christmas. And King says this year has been a trial run that's gone better than expected. Lee Hale, KUER News.